Now, Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone. No matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. Great to have you with us here on this fall break edition of Tiger Talk. It is a quiet Saturday here at the studio. Just me today, the football team, its coaches and players all had the week off from the show. Coach Curtis will be back next week after next week's playoff football game against the Carroll Chargers at Fisher Field. And we'll have the game for you, of course, here on News Now Warsaw. Last night, the Tigers had a first-round bye, as all teams in 6A and most teams in 5A did. In 4A, it was Washington over Plymouth, 43-28, and Northwood beat St. Joe, 52-10. Wallasee upset Riley, 35-26, so the Warriors move on. They get Northridge in Middlebury next Friday. Northridge beat Logansport, 39-3. It was Mississinawa over Western, 35-14, and Columbia City beat Huntington North, 27-7. Also last night, it was Fairfield over Jimtown, 17-6. That's the TV 46 game of the week, by the way, so you can watch that this morning, right now, on Channel 46 TV. Also, Glenn beat Clay, 64-0. Knox beat Lakeland, 46-19. The Redskins are still unbeaten. And West Noble, in a thriller, beat Mishawaka Marion in Ligonier, 46-43. Elsewhere, it was Guerin Catholic over Peru, 27-19. Guerin Catholic will take on Chatard in the second round. Chatard beat Tippecanoe Valley last night, 40-7, and ended their terrific run. Conequa beat Northwestern, 55-13. Hamilton Heights beat Oak Hill, 42-17. In 2A, Bremen beat Hammond Hole, 42-7. It was LaVille over Andrean in a classic, 25-23. In sectional 34, it was Rochester getting a first-round bye. They'll play Lafayette Central Catholic in the second round. Lafayette Central Catholic beat Winnemac, 42-14. Also in last night's games, Eastside beat Wabash, 48-7. Lures beat Cherubusco, 41-30. Central Noble held off Prairie Heights, 14-0. And Manchester beat Whitco, 49-19. Closer to home here in 1A, North Judson beat Pioneer, 40-14. They'll play South Newton in the second round. Triton blew out North Newton, 71-6. They travel to Culver next Friday for a semifinal matchup. In sectional 44, it was Madison Grant over Northfield, 50-0. North Miami beat Southern Wells, 27-6. It was Adams Central over South Adams, 42-6. And Southwood beat Fremont, 38-14. Those are the scores. Again, Warsaw did not play last night. They will host Carroll in a sectional semifinal game in sectional 2 and 6A next Friday. We'll have that for you at Fisher Field on News Now Warsaw. It's a different show today. Normally we do the Tiger Sports Diary at the end after we've interviewed people. We're going to do it opposite today. We're going to do the Tiger Sports Diary next. Then we're going to catch up with the soccer coaches. Clive Scott of the girls team, Ryan Berger of the boys team. And then next week we will continue to talk with coaches from the Warsaw Tiger teams from the fall sports. But today it's soccer day. And we start with the Tiger Sports Diary to recap what's happened last week and preview what's coming up today next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Enjoy the next level of fun on the water with help from Splendor Boats. Place your order now on Quest Pontoons or a Splendor custom-built power catamaran deck boat. Ask about their indoor, safe, and clean off-season boat storage, winterization, shrink wrapping, and pontoon redecking. Plus, schedule your spring boat arrival so you don't have to wait next year. Visit them in Warsaw or Silver Lake or online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Invest your money in a bank that invests into the heart of the community where you live and work. Crossroads Bank makes sensible loans to friends and neighbors so that together our communities grow. Visit crossroadsbanking.com or stop in at one of their locations with offices in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, and Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Connecticut, which provides clean, clear water 24-7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with volleyball, who won their second straight sectional championship last Saturday. They beat Goshen in the semifinals 25-17, 25-12, and 25-19. Maggie Holland with 11 kills, Leah Henderson with 7. Ellie Hepler had 7 aces, Avery Hepner with 11 digs and 24 assists, and Leah Henderson had 2 blocks. Then the girls in the championship beat Penn in 4, 30-28, 25-20, 23-25, 25-15. Melina Hallblitzer with 19 kills, Leah Henderson 15, Maggie Holland with 14. Ellie Hepler had 7 aces. Ellie Hepler also had 23 digs, and Avery Hepner had 15 to go with 42 assists. Allison Chapman and Krista Locke each had 3 total blocks. So the girls win the sectional for the second straight year. They'll be in the regional, and that will start at 11 o'clock today, our time. Munster takes on Crown Point. Munster is 17 and 15. Crown Point is 21 and 12. Match number 2, about 25 minutes after that, will be Warsaw 23 and 8 against La Porte 30 and 4. Warsaw beat La Porte earlier this season, and the winner will go on to the championship tonight at 7:30 our time. And I do not know, even at this moment, I do not know if they will have a live video stream for you to watch it. I don't know if they... I know that LaPorte's got people who are going to be doing a broadcast, but I don't know if it'll be available for us to watch through the IHSAA or not. I would check with IHSAATV.org and see if you can find the video stream for that, because as of yesterday, I could not find that there was a link for it yet. So we'll see. Again, that's IHSAATV.org, girls playing this afternoon, and hopefully again tonight, and the regional at La Porte. The girls' cross-country team ran well last week, and Joey Rastrelli won the top spot in the IHSA sectional at Manchester. Joey finished with a time of 18:09 for the win, 39 seconds ahead of the rest of the field. The Tigers finished in a pack, going 7th, 12th, 14th, 15th, and totaling 49 points. Sammy Rastrelli was 7th overall with a personal time of 19:35. Marissa Howitt, 12th, 20:09. 4th across the line for the Tigers and 14th in the race, Eden Metz, with a time of 20:32. Junior Ella LaPut rounded out the Tigers scoring. She was 15th at 20:54. Margot Sprinkle was 16th at 21:11. Annie Parker, 37th at 22:35. The boys won their 13th consecutive sectional championship, scoring 36 points. Wabash finished second with a score of 52. Columbia City, third, 62 points. Jackson Gackenheimer won the sectional championship in a time of 15:54. Senior Tyler Schwartz finished fifth with a time of 16:23. Junior Tyler Mimdaw, 7th, 16:31. Junior Clark Meridew, 11th, 1652. Andrew Potter, who's a senior, was 12th at 1652. Junior Rick Orr, 13th at 1657. And senior Gabe Klein was 18th at 1719. And we'll tell you more about what's coming up for the cross country runners here in just a minute. The individual tennis regional was held last week at Kokomo. The doubles team from Warsaw of Drew Reiser and Chris Miller were involved in that. And there was a four-team playoff in that doubles regional. And the team of Reiser and Miller defeated a team from Mississinewa 6-3 and 6-4 to advance to the championship. Unfortunately, in the championship, they took on the team of Gibson and Sparks from Carroll, who are very good. They are 20-4 on the season, heading into tournament play today. And they knocked out Reiser and Miller 6-1 and 6-1. So the tennis season is officially over. Now, here's what's going on today. You have, again, the volleyball regional is going on, and that is at LaPorte. The cross-country teams are running at New Haven. That is at the Plex, which is on the campus of IPFW. Well, I guess it's just PFW now. The boys' race starts at 10:30. The girls' race starts at 11:15, and we'll keep you updated through the Warsaw Athletic website, warsaw-tigers.com, on what's going on with that. So be watching for those updates throughout later in the afternoon and the evening. Now, today on the coming up this week on the schedule, it's a very quiet week until we get to Friday with the football team hosting Carroll. And again, I think that's going to be a 7 o'clock start time. I've not officially been told that, but I believe that that's true. And that would be a 7 o'clock start time. And we will have a link to buy tickets for you at warsaw-tigers.com. Okay, so be heads up for that, and we'll have game time information for you probably on Monday. Next Saturday is the girls and boys cross country state finals. Remember, there is no semi state round, just 3 weeks of tournament now, sectional, today's regional, and next week's state finals down at the Laverne Gibson course at Terre Haute, Indiana. So hopefully the girls and boys make it to that state championship. Next Saturday also, the girls' basketball scrimmage, that will be at home at noon against Valparaiso. And so your first chance to see this edition of the Lady Tiger basketball team, which should be a pretty good one, will be on Saturday. And then the girls' volleyball semi-state will be next Saturday as well. Could be either or. We'll have to wait and see where the Lady Tigers, if they win, get stationed for next Saturday and the semi-state championship. The girls' basketball team will open up their schedule unless the volleyball team wins two today and goes on to the semi-state. Then we'll have to rearrange the schedule. As it stands right now, the girls' basketball team will open up their season at home against Fort Wayne Northside on Wednesday the 1st, so like a week and a half from now. Then they will also host Norwell on Saturday the 4th. If the volleyball team wins, of course, that schedule will change, and we'll keep you updated. The NLC released its all-conference teams for girls' cross-country, and that includes from Warsaw, Marissa Howitt, Eden Betts, Joey Ristrelli, and Samantha Ristrelli on the first team. Warsaw finished with a first-place tie with Northridge after winning both round robins and finishing second in the conference meet. For the boys, all-conference members were Jackson Gackenheimer, Tyler Schwartz, and Tyler Mimnaugh. Gabriel Klein was an honorable mention pick. Warsaw won the conference with a first-place finish in the round-robin competitions, both ends of it, and a second-place finish in the NLC. But because Northridge had finished second and third in the round-robin competitions, Warsaw takes home the first-place championship for the overall conference. For girls' soccer, first team selections, Lola Pepper and Natalie Brown, despite her injury. And that says a lot of what the conference coaches thought about Natalie, to put her on the first team anyway, despite the fact that she got injured toward the end of the season. And also honorable mention, you have Tatum Bergen from Warsaw and Abby Kohler from the Lady Tigers. Warsaw finished third in the conference at 5-1-1. For the boys, our conference picks were Julian Saldivar and Callan O'Brien for the Tigers. And honorable mention was Isaiah Lara for the Warsaw Tigers as well. Boys final conference standings, Warsaw finished in fourth with a record of 4-3. That's the Tiger Sports Diary. Let's talk soccer with the coaches. First, Clive Scott from the girls, then Ryan Berger of the boys, and that's here on Tiger Talk. It's driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
I am a Colts fan.
I'm a Bears fan. And you out there are Warsaw Tiger fans.
Whoever you root for, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Aldifer Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future. So if you're a Colts fan, a Tiger fan, a Bears fan, or a fan of any other team,
except the Patriots, Aldifer Bergen can be the head coach of your financial planning team.
Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street in Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon with Rock Hill Pinnock. I had to chuckle the other day because I heard a lawyer on TV say you should come to their firm because they're the attorneys you know. But yet, you've never heard of them except from the television commercials. The attorneys at Rock Hill Pinnock are part of this community. We may help coach your kids at T-ball, see you at a golf match, or simply be your friend or neighbor. If you don't know one of us yet, chances are someone you know does. But whether you know us already or not, we hope you'll give us a call and get to know us as your attorneys. Call 267-6116 for an appointment today. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Welcome to the spa, Mrs. Williamson. Ready for your manicure?
And your beauty treatment?
And your massage?
Mommy, wake up!
Honey, did you get my shirts from the dry cleaners?
Oh, I knew I was dreaming.
Escape to the spa every day in your own bathroom with an elegant glass shower and tub enclosure designed by the specialists at Glass Doctor. All for less than you might think. Visit glassdoctor.com today to receive a free copy of our design and installation guide.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, driven by R&B Car Company with Clive Scott, the girls' soccer coach at Warsaw. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm fine, Roger. How are you?
We're good. We're good. So, talk about how you became the girls' soccer coach at Warsaw. Where were you before? How did you become interested in this job?
Well, I've been always a follower of the girls' team. I, at one time, was the announcer at the home games. And when John Hoover announced he was retiring, I thought, wow, that really is something I'd like to do. I've been coaching in the competitive soccer field for many years, really thought a chance to coach at Warsaw High School would be something I'd really like to do, so I applied for it.
And you got it, and of course, anybody who's listening hears the accent. Where are you from, and what's your background in soccer?
Yeah, I was born in England, grew up in London, and played soccer at college in England, and was relatively successful with it. I played in goal. But in those days, a career in soccer wasn't necessarily lucrative, so I chose a different path and played soccer at the club level in England for a couple of teams. But moved to the United States in 1978 and played a little soccer in Los Angeles. Met my wife there in L.A. She was a soccer player. And I was, in fact, the coach of her soccer team. So that's how we met. So soccer's been a big part of my life. I kept coaching in L.A. and then later in Colorado and then in Memphis, Tennessee. When I lived there for 10 years, I coached at the club level there and did a high school while I was in Memphis. Moved to Warsaw, and I was at one time the JV coach of the boys' team. Back in the time when Scott Bauer was the head coach. And then I started to coach with the Warsaw Wave, which is a team I feel very positive about, and had some success coaching at the U19 level. Mainly the team was made up of boys from Warsaw High School. So I got a flavor of the quality of the play that Warsaw was capable of, both in boys and girls. And then came the chance to coach the girls' team, which I jumped at.
A lot of coaches, when they take over a program, are taking over because the team didn't do very well in the last year or the most recent years,
and the cupboard is pretty bare. That was not the case with you. You had a really quality group of girls coming back, didn't you?
Yes, I was very proud of the girls. They are excellent players technically, and they've grown up playing soccer and been through the competitive scene, many of them with the Wave. And they're a very gifted group of young ladies, including, 35 girls total on the roster. JV was very strong, and, of course, the varsity team was very, very strong.
So can you put into words for us how much easier your job was stepping in with this group of girls, not having to teach them how to play, but teaching them what you wanted them to do?
Well, yes, it was difficult at first. I chose to play a different style than they were used to. They were very accomplished at possession soccer, and I wanted them to play something a little bit more exciting, a little bit more direct. So we had an interesting preseason. Of course, I came in not knowing anything about the girls individually, even their names. There are many girls with similar sounding names on the team. Hayden's a popular name, Haley, and Abby were very popular names. Many girls with the same names. It took me some time to figure out who was who and what was what. John Hoover didn't really involve himself in a team. He said he wanted to let me have my way with the squad. So it was a learning experience, and we had an interesting preseason. We played some very, very strong teams. Sometimes we were fielding our junior varsity team against teams that ended up in the top 10 in the state. So it was an interesting preseason, and I think that worried a few people at first. They weren't used to seeing the team struggle. But that was a good learning experience. That's what preseasons are for, to learn who you've got available to you in the squad and see how they play together and see which is the best system for them. So we were 0-1-2 at the start of the season. So people weren't used to that, but we quickly gained our sea legs, and we went on a 10-game winning streak. So we turned it around, and we were doing very well towards the end of the season, I thought.
So what was the difference? Was it that stretch in the middle of the season where you went unbeaten in 10 straight? Was that just the girls figured out what it was you were trying to get them to do?
Yes, I think we all settled down to what the system was. We changed our formation from the early 3-5-2 formation at the start of the season to 4-4-2. And we moved some of our players around a little bit to different positions, and I think it really clicked. And we had some wonderful results. We beat Homestead for the first time in 6 years. We beat Penn, and we had some outstanding results in the conference. We were unbeaten in the conference right up until the very last game of the season. So I think once the girls understood how we were going to play, that it was going to be more front foot, more offensive, and rely more on our team speed, I think it really started to pay dividends.
And you have a very fast team. That is a pretty quick group of girls that you coached this fall.
Yes, team speed is something that, you can't coach speed. You can improve mental quickness, but you can't coach pace. And we had some very speedy girls, and many of them are coming back next year. And some of the JV girls that will be coming up are very quick as well. So we're going to have a lot of team speed going into next season as well.
For you, the success of this team, where did it center at?
I think it was their ability to play with passion. That was when we did our best. When we had our best results, the passion was there for everyone to see. They never say die. They never give up. They fight for everything, and when they play that way, I thought we were pretty unbeatable. When we did finally lose a few games at the end of the season, that showed that the intensity of play dropped off just a little bit, and it was just enough that we didn't get the results we wanted. But when we played with our passion at a high level, I think this team was pretty unplayable. They were pretty good and could have gone deep into the final season tournaments.
The Northrop team that beat you in the first game of the sectional is a team that just a couple weeks before you had tied 2-2. The week, of course, before that, Thursday before the sectional, you lost to Northridge. How much did that loss and not winning the conference championship, how much did that take out of you guys going into the next week against Northrop?
Yeah, it was a very difficult week. We had a significant injury. Natalie Brown was injured in the game before the Northridge game, and that threw our team shape off a little bit. If we were light in any position, it was up front. We didn't have a tremendous number of girls that wanted to play forward. And when Natalie was injured for that week, that really upset the team shape for the Northridge game. And, of course, they're a very good team. And it was a close game. We gave up two relatively soft goals at the start of the contest and then fought back to get one goal back, and were really in the ascendancy towards the end of the game, but just couldn't get the ball in the net. So we only needed a tie to share the conference title, and it was pretty difficult for the girls. So there was a lot of tears after the game because it was an opportunity missed, and we knew it. And fair play to Northridge, very good team. They went on to win the sectionals that they were in, so we lost to a quality team, but it was a game that we could have won, and I think that really, really hurt the girls that we didn't get the result that we hoped for.
Talk about your players. You mentioned Natalie and her injury, and I know Lola Pepper had a tremendous season.
She did. Lola was inspirational. She's such a good player, and she's so coachable. She is humble. She is intelligent, and she's got great talent. She scored 23 goals, which was more than I'd expected her to score. But more importantly, she had 15 assists. So her total goal involvement was well over 50% of the goals that we scored. So she was a very, very significant player for us. And as I say, she's a joy to coach. She understands the game, and she really, really puts the effort in for the team. She's not a selfish player, and she was the girl that we went to when we were looking to score a goal, where you could always rely on Lola.
Talk about your goalkeeper and then your seniors.
Yes, well, we had a very good goalkeeping combo. We had Claire as our starter and Ellie as our second goalkeeper, both very talented girls. Claire German's going to probably come back and help me next year coaching, because she has a really good understanding of the game. So it's you can't. I told the girls at the start of the season, you can't win anything if you haven't got a good goalkeeper. And we had two good goalkeepers in our squad, and the JV team had a couple of good goalies too. So Warsaw's rich in goalkeeping talent this year and going forward to next year. So that's a great foundation to build on.
Talk about the senior class.
Well, we had 10 seniors this year. One was injured. Meredith Boland was injured and didn't, unfortunately, play one single game this year, which was very unfortunate. The senior captains for the team were Abby Kohler, and Hayden Elliott. I get tripped up. Caden Pepper and Hayden Elliott are two completely different players, very, very good players, but Caden was the senior and she was the captain of the team. So we had Caden, Abby, and Sarah Cratch was our third senior captain, and they were excellent players, and they could go on to play at college if they chose to. I don't know whether they will. I know that Caden has plans to go overseas and to go on a mission overseas, but they're all good players and all very coachable and a joy to be around. Then we had the sisters, Sophie and Katie Johnston, very good players, very accomplished, very coachable. excellent to be around. My first experience with Sophia was to see her play. She has a leg brace to protect a knee injury that she had a season ago. And my first thought was, my goodness, how can you play with that leg brace on? And she not only played, she starred. So that was a very impressive performance by both of those sisters during the season. We had Lizzie Martinez, who is a delightful young lady. She played in the midfield and sometimes up front for us. Very accomplished young girl, doing a lot of things at the high school. Is going to have a great career when she graduates, I'm sure. Great to be around. And, of course, Natalie, who we've already talked about, very gifted soccer player, very exciting to watch, very pacey, great shot, and a super personality. And then in the back, we were very lucky to have Haley Roderwald, who really, really was a strong defensive player, great attitude, very coachable, and great to be around. So very good group of seniors. I think I've covered everybody. I maybe missed one or two. Forgive me for struggling a little bit. I'm still trying to master the use of an iPhone here. I've got my roster on the iPhone, and I'm struggling to my fat thumbing through to make sure I haven't missed anybody.
Well, thank you for your time today. It's a pleasure to have you here at Warsaw. I enjoy talking soccer with you and look forward to doing it again in the future very soon.
Well, great, Roger. Thank you for all your support for the squad. It's been great to have you publicizing our efforts and achievements, and thank you very much.
You bet. Clive Scott of Girls Soccer. When we come back, we'll talk with Ryan Berger of the boys team next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on Newstat Warsaw.
Collier's Heating and Air has long been known for quality and integrity. Quality in their line of Lennox heating and air systems, and integrity in the way they've been doing business in our community for the last 36 years. So when they say they have a Lennox heating and air system for your home with $1,500 rebates along with up to $2,000 off the dealer list price, you can take them at their word. Lennox quality and Collier's integrity. Trust Collier's.com.
Do you suffer from headaches, neck pain, or fatigue by the end of the day? The reason could be your eyes. This is Dr. Jason Rich from the Spectacle Shop. Digital devices have created an incredible amount of demand on our eyes, which can lead to eye strain and other symptoms. We've incorporated the newest technology in diagnosing and treating these problems with the NeuroLens system. With this technology, we can not only make you see better, but feel better. Visit NeuroLens.com, that's NeuroLens.com for more information, or visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Michiana, you're approved. Need a new ride when everyone says no way? You're approved. This is Wade with Nissan of Warsaw. Low credit score? I don't care. You're approved. I have the power to say yes to everyone. And with my you're approved process, $500 down, bam, you're approved. What do you need? Current pay stub, photo ID, and proof of where you live, along with four friends that'll tell us how amazing you are. And bam, you're approved. To start the process, call us at 574-267-5850. NissanofWarsaw.com, TradeWithWade.com. You're approved.
If you have a hot sleeper or two in your family, you will love the new Tempur-Breeze mattress series now available at Reinhold's Furniture. Hi, this is Steven. The Pro Breeze models feel 5 degrees cooler, while the Lux Breeze models feel up to 10 degrees cooler. And save now on closeout Breeze models. For the ultimate sleep experience, add one of the new Tempur Ergo smart bases for elevated head and feet sleep positions and many comfort features. Hurry in today to your mattress headquarters, Reinhold's Town Square Furniture in downtown Warsaw.
You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM.
Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw with Ryan Berger of the boys' soccer team. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Doing great. How you doing, Roger?
Good. I know you had pretty high expectations for this bunch at the beginning of the season, and it was a really good season.
Yeah, we had a great season. Again, we lost some key parts from past seasons. Dennis Hernandez was huge in the back for us, and so we were really looking at this group and wondering who was going to step up. And really, we had a lot of guys that stepped up for us this year.
The season started out great. You went through the first seven matches of the season and only allowed one goal. It wasn't till the eighth match that you gave up two goals in any one match. What was the key for that? How did you guys get there?
Yeah, when you look at our defense, so we played with four defenders, five midfielders, and one striker. And you looked at our defense with our goalie, we had, out of the five players, four of them were seniors. So we had Ryland Smith, who's been a starter since halfway through his freshman year. And then you had Braden Bassard, who came in. He really hasn't played defense before this season, but he came in and he was amazing this entire season for us. And then Talon Acey was just an amazing defender with us for his speed. And he's a player that he's never going to back down from anybody. So it was really nice to have him back there. And then you had Raul Carbajal in goal. So out of the five players back there, four of them were seniors. That gave us a lot of experience.
At the beginning of the year, you were playing both goalies. You were given one a half and the other half. How did that play out? What made you make that decision at the beginning of the season, and where did that goalie competition go from there on?
Yeah, from the beginning of the season, I didn't really think either one of them had won the job, but I also didn't think either one of them had really lost the job either, so I wanted to just continue to give them both time until we really saw which one we wanted to go with going into conference and going into sectionals. And probably about halfway through the season, I really felt like Raul, the senior, he kind of won the job for us. And so I told him, moving forward, it's your season. You're the senior. Through sectionals, through the last bit of conference, we're going with you. So he kind of took it from there. And, you know, Finn Bailey, it's never what you want to hear, that you're not going to be the starter, but just that kid's character and who that kid is, he handled it amazingly. He's just a great kid.
It makes it a lot easier to coach when you have kids that are willing to do that, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, when you have kids of high character, high integrity, like Finn, even when it's not what they want to hear, he wants to do the best for the team.
You start the conference season with a win over Plymouth, a pretty easy one, 7-0. And then that Wednesday night, Concord got you. That was a tough one.
That was a tough one. That was, honestly, I think it starts with me, and I think I lost some composure. I let the emotions of the night get to me, and I think the team fed from that. And, you know, we were up 1-0 with, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes left, and they scored two goals on us in 20 minutes. And that really hurt. And I really think when you look at conference, you can lose one game and be okay, but you can't do more than that. So we told I remember telling the guys that we can have this one, like they can have this one, but from here on out, if we want to win conference, we have to be pretty much perfect. And our goal for Warsaw Soccer is you've got to win conference or you got to win sectionals. Warsaw is too big of a school to not do either. So we need to have. We need to have one of those. And at that point, both goals were still there.
In losing that game, knowing that you still had Goshen on your schedule and Northridge on your schedule, that really put the conference thing in a pinch.
Oh, absolutely. Goshen and Northridge are really, really good teams. So, yeah, I mean, but at that point, you got to stay positive. No matter what you're thinking as a coach, it's, hey, we still have the opportunity to do what we need to do. We have to play almost perfect to do it, but we can do it.
It was an interesting season. It's soccer, just like all the other sports, games played by people. And so there are a lot of ups and downs in the course of a schedule. How were you able to get these guys to the sectional and into the sectional, not having all your people, having things gone wrong on you in the middle of the season? How did you get them to the sectional championship?
Well, I think we had some really good leaders on the team. So when you look at kids like, so our captains, Julian Saldivar, Isaiah Lara, they're going to push us through when situations happen. And again, you play, I still think we had the the guys to do what we needed to do. We were winning Northridge, so they won conference. We were beating them up until they – or actually, it was tied. They scored two goals on us in the last minute of the game. But we played a really, really good 79 minutes. But I told the guys the game's 80 minutes, so we can't do that. But that was a really good game. But we had good leaders. Matthew Marsh on our team is just an amazing individual that really pushed us through. Like, I could go down Eddie Esqueda, Knox Ritter, amazing. So when you look at these guys and they see maybe adversity through situations on the team that are unfortunate, and you're able to look at them and teammates are able to look at them and say, hey, we still want to do this. We have the talent. We have the guys here that we can get the job done. So we did come up short with conference, but when you can rally around people and when you have that goal of sectional, then those seniors really, really, they did the job for us, and they're easy to rally around.
You go to the Huntington North Sectional. You're playing a Columbia City team that you did not play in the regular season. You beat them 3-1. You get Homestead in the semifinal, and you shut them out again. And over 160 minutes of soccer, you outscored them 7-0 this season in two games. And then you got Northrop in the championship. You guys looked really solid in those three matches.
Yeah, Columbia City, you know, they're a smaller school nearby, but they are quality. I know they don't have the schedule that we have, but they came in, I think their record 12-1, 12-2, somewhere in there. So they were going to have the confidence. And that match, it worried me a little bit, because when you have a good team coming in with a lot of confidence, that can be, and again, we weren't 100% full strength on our team at that point. So, but we came in, our team performed on that one. And then anytime you play Homestead in anything, you never know how that's going to go. And then Northrop is just, they're a beast. They have a few players on their team. One kid that decided not to go over to the Netherlands at the beginning of the season. He was going to go sign a pro contract and go play for a team in the Netherlands. And, I was ready to throw a party. So when he left, but he decided to stay. And, for the second year in a row, we were able to beat them for the sectional title. And it was, yeah, that was an amazing game, and it felt really good to take that one.
You get to the regional. This year, the regional is at home. I know that the guys on the team, I know that you coaches remember the heartbreak of how things ended last year in the regional down south. This year, it's up north, and yet it felt like a lot of the same emotions came out when that match was over, to lose in penalties, which is the worst possible way in sports that you can lose in a tournament, and you come up short. That was so disappointing.
That was. I mean, we came out, I thought that we had a great game plan. If you sat down and I walked you through, Roger, and sometime I will, but if I walk you through how we scored that first goal, that was exactly how we talked about in all of our team meetings and all of our team video sessions. That was exactly what we wanted to do, the buildup we wanted to have. It was exactly right. Defensively the whole game. So we were up on that game. We scored about 15 minutes in. Then we were up for, you know, I think almost an hour of that game against the number one team in the state, against the team defending state champion. We were up. We were doing everything right. And then with, I think 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the game, they played a ball in, and, you know, just one moment, and the game was tied back up. And, you know, going into two overtimes and then a PK shootout where it came down to the last shooter on their team had to make it to win. It was heartbreaking. But to see that these guys gave everything they had to go toe-to-toe with the number one team in the state, the defending state champions, and they're really the favorite to win this year. I think this team was really close, really, really, really close.
You lose your number one score. you lose one of the best scorers in school history moving forward. Talk about your senior group and what you have coming back.
Yeah, Noah Van Pufflin, he decided, since he was a sophomore, he came in. I think he was our leading goal scorer as a sophomore, as a junior, and as a senior. So replacing him, that's a really big feat, you know, on the field for him. We're going to have a couple guys step up to get the production that he gave us on the field. When you look down, like I said, Raul Carvajal in goal, he did a great job for us this year. Matthew Marsh, Talon AC was amazing for us. Eduardo Escueda, he played some strikers, some outside mid, some center mid for us. Just a great kid. When I look at our defense, like I said, Talon, Braden Bassard, and Rylan Smith, replacing three seniors on your back line for next year is going to be very, very difficult. David Montoya came off the bench and gave us some big minutes throughout the season. Knox Ritter on the outside mid was one of our most dangerous players, and just the person he is, it's really hard to replace him. Isaiah Lara and Julian Saldivar in the center mid is going to be a huge loss. Those guys, Julian was a starter since his freshman year, and then Isaiah Lara since his sophomore year. So when I look down through our senior group, we're losing a lot on the field and a lot off the field in this group. And I'm hoping that when I look at Warsaw, I really hope that Warsaw's big enough that we can always reload and never rebuild. And I'm confident that, you know, some people are going to have to put in some really hard work in the next year, next 10 months. But I hope that we can, you know, just kind of reload and go make another run.
And your numbers are really good, Coach. You had a really good JV season, 9 wins out of 12 matches. And you had enough for a C-team / freshman season this as well. So your numbers are good, and those kids played a lot of soccer.
Yeah, they did. And we have great coaches. Tim Porter we kind of have a JV black team and a JV orange team. And Tim Porter is a JV black. As soon as I got the job at Warsaw 4 years ago or 4.5 years ago, he was the first, after my wife, Tim Porter was the first phone call I made. And I just said, I need you to be a part of this program. And he's done an amazing job with the JV black program. And this year, we had a new coach come in, Fernando. He's a guidance counselor at Warsaw, and he just did an amazing job with the JV orange group. And just to have somebody in the school that the guys can go to has been amazing too. So we really have a great coaching staff that's really developing the players on the JV side. So when they get to varsity, they're ready to go.
Thank you so much for your help this season.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Roger.
That's Ryan Berger of the boys' soccer team. We'll come back and we'll have a final thought on today's Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone. No matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
I'm your neighbor. You see me at Optimist, you see me at church, you see me at the grocery store. I'm just a regular guy with a law degree who has the know-how to get you to win. I'm Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. With millions of dollars won for clients, call me. I'll give you my personal cell and we can start working together. The initial call's always free. I handle all types of injuries, falls, crashes, defective products, and more. Call me today, Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. Just say, hey Google, look up the law office of Travis McConnell. Office Warsaw.
Car Tech, Smart Auto Body Solutions, knows how picky you can be about your vehicle's finish. It's in perfect condition now and you want it to stay that way. We get it. What you need is the Car Tech paint protection film applied to your vehicle to protect it from surface scratches, UV exposure, hard water deposits, acid rain, oxidation. You don't want that stuff damaging your car's finish. Tell Car Tech to protect my paint. On the Curve at 900 South Buffalo in Warsaw and at CarTechSmart.com.
And now, for a final thought on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
Thanks again to Coach Clive Scott and to Coach Ryan Berger for joining us and taking time from their fall break to kind of recap their season and talk about what the year was like for them. They had very good seasons. Unfortunately, they came to ends before they were really hoping, but that's part of high school sports, right? I mean, that everybody wants to go to the state championship, but not everybody gets to. And that's what makes those special seasons that much more special. So we thank them for spending part of their fall breaks with us. We thank all the coaches for all that they do for us. We couldn't do the show without them. We thank our sponsors for being a part of the show as well and making this show possible. And also we thank you for spending your Saturday with us. We will have a show next week, of course, after the Tiger football playoff game at home against Carroll next Friday. And we also have another one coming up on November the 4th. That we think will be the first Saturday of the high school girls basketball season, unless the Lady Tiger volleyball team gets hot. And if that happens, that will change our plans completely. And we will be happy to do so. So stay tuned for that. I'm Roger Grossman. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend, everyone. And we'll see you back here next time on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.